thought we'd talk about capital improvement projects today. And over the past couple months, we've been having discussions and presentations with our city council about looking at our next five-year CIP program. We do this every 2 years, where we have our bond issuance and debt issuance on a schedule for issuance every 2 years. And what we're looking at adopting here in the near future is a slate of five-year projects for the years 2018 through 2022. We're going to have another presentation at the workshop next Tuesday for City Council. That workshop presentation will really include kind of the culmination of input we've received so far, presenting a draft group of projects. Thought I might go through a few of those today, just to say, you know, these are in the draft program, certainly not approved by council yet, and that hopefully would happen later this summer on our normal schedule. So South College Avenue project, you start seeing some construction that's already out there, the actual reconstruction of the roadway from Villa Maria to Sulphur Springs, that's included in the funding for that. That construction should be starting very shortly. We've got various sidewalk improvements included in that CIP proposed program as well, along Broadmoor and Rustling Oaks. Another large project is the Coulter Avenue reconstruction. So we have a reconstruction project from South College to 29th Street. It includes bike lanes, sidewalks, completely rebuilding the road and all the utilities. Another one we're looking at doing in phases is Woodville Road reconstruction. So that one we're trying to squeeze in there as well. We also have Old Hearn Road. Those who've been driving that road know we have it under construction right now. There's another phase of that planned with this program that would take it up to Texas Avenue and through that intersection. So that's included in this five-year forecast. Some other projects that maybe are not city initiated where we're building it, but partnerships with others. And so the development agreements with folks that are building the Oakmont subdivision, extending University Drive is part of that. And so that's included in this five-year forecast. A few other significant projects that are partnerships with TxDOT and the MPO, the Metropolitan Planning Organization, is where the city would provide design for these projects, and then TxDOT would construct them through federal funds available through the MPO. And those projects, and Brian would be William Joel Bryan from Texas Avenue to Earl Rudder, kind of a reconstruction of certain parts of that, adding some improvements at intersections, pedestrian and bicycle improvements, safety improvements in terms of access medians and things like that. Very busy corridor there. And then another one, and that limits goes from Earl Rudder to Texas Avenue. And then the other project will be Texas Avenue, which is a large project all the way from University Drive on the south end of town to the north end of Highway 21. Similar kind of improvements with sidewalks and medians and intersection improvements, traffic signals and that like. So all of those are really trying to improve the modes of transportation for everybody.
And that's a long stretch of road there on Texas Avenue all the way through.
A very long stretch. And a lot of that really could see those sidewalk improvements. I think there's a few sections here and there where we have sidewalks, but a lot of them are missing completely. So,
wow, yeah.
Looking forward to that. And then a couple of last projects. You know, we've talked a lot about drainage and Brian, so we've tried to squeeze as many drainage improvement projects as we could in this program. Things like culvert improvements in North Bryan along Still Creek, storm sewer improvements in areas of town, including Melba Circle, Wayside, Carter Creek, Hillside, Bristol, Esther, just to give a few examples of ones we're trying to include in this program. And finally, we have funding in there proposed for Super Park has been discussed a good bit, and some Little League improvements. And the final thing to highlight would be downtown quiet zone, trying to fund the improvements that would lead us to being able to establish a quiet zone in downtown.
All right, interesting.
So a lot squeezed into that proposed five-year program. Again, council should take action sometime later this summer officially on that five-year program. And then we've got a lot under construction currently.
Yeah.
So whether you consider 28th Street project, it's almost wrapping up, but we've recently added a couple of blocks to that, so a little bit longer on construction. West 26th Street is really, it seems like a simple project, but it's almost like 10 city blocks because we're doing streets on either side of it. It's a large project that's under utility construction right now. We have pavement coming later on this year. It always takes a while for folks to see the final improvement of the pavement coming out of the ground, as a lot of utility work goes ahead of it. Wrapping up our cemetery expansion, We've got fire station number 2 reconstruction underway. A lot of progress been made on that. We've gone vertical. We've dried in the building as the end of this week. Should be completely dried in, ready to continue inside construction and the rest of the site. I know folks have put up with a lot of traffic concerns along 29th Street associated with our St. Joseph Hospital area improvements. And
Indeed,
we understand we're trying to move that along as quickly as possible. Should see a shift of traffic here over the next couple of weeks as we open up part of that's been under construction for a while. So there are a lot of improvements are happening this week and next week to try to anticipate that being able to happen. And then there's still a good bit of construction to go on. A lot of the overhead poles and things will have to have those wires put underground. So the conduits have been going in, but that conversion has to happen still before we can really truly open up a lot of the improvements we've made. Few last projects, South College Avenue. Getting under construction. If folks have been driving there, you'll see a lot of utility work underway that's associated right now with the BTU subcontractor who's putting in the conduits for being able to convert overhead to underground. You'll see the city contract starting very soon where we will be reconstructing the road from Villa Maria back to Sulphur Springs. So we'll get a lot busier there, and traffic control will be another 29th Street to everyone to worry about. Old Hearn Road is really under construction. A lot of the residential area has been complete around it or substantially complete, and we're really working on the intersection of Wilkes and Old Hearn right there around Bonham School. So that work will continue all throughout the summer. And final thing is ADA improvements around our municipal office building. So
that's a lot of stuff.
Having to get those done for our ADA transition plans.
A lot of stuff going
on. Appreciate you letting me give you an update.
Absolutely. City Engineer Paul Casper, thanks for joining us.